Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's I-M-P-R-E-S-S beauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
You guys, guess what we're doing?
We're in a hotel together, staring at each other in the face.
We're drunk, y'all. We're drunk. No, just kidding. We're kidding.
But the point of us telling you this is that we're together.
Together.
We're not recording this via Zoom.
Mm-mm. No.
We are in the flesh.
We're together. I'm with a mother. She cried. She left Zoe by herself to fend for herself. Just kidding.
Yes. I left her with a like gallon of milk. I was like, listen, I'll be back tomorrow.
Take care of yourself.
You got this. We should also say that we are not in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So this is our first trip. I hate saying post-pandemic because the pandemic is still very much happening. But since we've been vaccinated and the world has kind of reopened.
I have not been waxed. I'm just vaxxed and relaxed, not waxed.
I'm vaxxed, relaxed, and lasered. Vaxxed and lasered? Is that a thing? Okay. Everyone should get lasered. I highly recommend it. Anyways, so we're in Austin, Texas. We got invited by the lovely Sunday Riley to come to Austin, Texas to the Miraval Resort in the Hill Country to just celebrate some good old Sunday Riley products. And you know what? Y'all know we stan Sunday. We've literally just talked all about her products.
It was almost like we manifested this trip because we just talked about good jeans.
Yes. So we got out here and it was crazy, like having not seen Sarah. Like we saw each other when Quinn was a baby and Zoe was like legit a baby, like tiny baby. But I haven't seen her since then. And she's like moved to a different city.
And like have a full on 9-month-old.
Yes.
thankfully, because of Zoom and all of the socials, we're like very much in each other's lives every day.
Yes.
But it feels good. It feels good to be with you. It feels good to be with like other people. Yes. We had a dinner with like, what?
30 something people, more.
I was going to say 60.
Yeah.
We're not bad at numbers, are not our thing.
No.
30 to 60 people. And we weren't like distance from each other.
No, it was very bizarre living. I mean, Texas has been kind of living for a while.
Yep.
But it was weird, like walking around without a mask on. So anyways, we're here. We are sitting on Sarah's bed in her hotel room.
It's a very lovely resort, by the way. Yeah,
if y'all ever get a chance to try Miraval, they have one in Phoenix and then one here. There's a third one, right?
Yeah, I don't know where the third one is. It's like perfect if you're trying to go on like a peaceful retreat.
Yeah.
A meditation retreat, perhaps.
Yep.
We saw a lot of like women groups. So probably like bachelorette, but like very mellow, relaxing one. By the way, guys, I just got my upper in-brace lingual braces installed. So like, again, bear with me for the next week or so while my tongue gets used to all of this hardware inside. So I've got a little bit of a lisp.
I am honestly shocked. I didn't realize they went on every single one of your teeth. I mean, it goes far back there.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, can't see it.
Does your tongue hurt?
Yeah, it hurts right now. So like initially the first day you get them installed, this happened with my bottom ones. It's like pain, right? Because your teeth are moving.
Starting to shift.
Your tongue is like, what the heck is this? Yeah. And then you can't really eat because your teeth are in pain. Your tongue's like, I don't want it. So I had the bottom ones for 6 weeks. Then they installed the top ones. And it hasn't been as bad as like the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be a little bit of an adjustment. I feel like in a few days it'll be fine.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And I don't care. I'm so happy to be here.
Me too. It's very bizarre.
It feels weird that it doesn't feel weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think all of us were like, oh my God, we have like anxiety about like entering the real world again and talking to people. But it really hasn't been bad.
No. And I mean, the only thing that's really been weird is going to the airport because I totally forgot how to fly.
Me too.
I used to have it down pat. I had my whole system. I had like all of my, you know, toiletries ready to go.
Your chargers packed away.
Yes. And then I was going through one of my suitcases and I had to throw out like most of the travel size products I had because I hadn't used them in over like a year and a half and they'd been sitting in, you know, the heat and storage. Right. So just, I think that's a good reminder. If y'all are starting to travel again and you have old product, you definitely need to throw it out.
Yeah. Re-up on your hand sanitizer, your wipes for your seats.
Yes.
But I felt like even though our flight was pretty packed, it still felt like clean. It was like a seamless, we boarded the plane. Everyone was like lovely, in a good mood. Everyone kept their masks on. Well, you have to keep your mask on.
Yeah.
Because they'll kick you off.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice.
I enjoyed it.
Felt good.
It was a good little flight. All right. So it's Tuesday. Normally we'd have a WOIF and some headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there haven't been that many big headlines this week. So we're going to skip WOIF and we're going to skip beauty headlines. And we're going to talk about the products that we packed to bring to Austin. So why is this relevant? Well, first of all, it's starting to get hotter all over the country. And I grew up in Texas, y'all, so I should be used to this weather. But nothing prepares you to come back to like sticky, humid, hot weather.
It was 93 degrees today.
See, and that's so crazy to me because it didn't even feel hot. It was just sweaty.
I feel like there were so many nice trees here. It was like nice shade. But I still was like,
I have sweaty. Sweat everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. So the Skims were soaked. The Skims were soaked.
That's fine. I also feel like this is fun because we didn't plan on recording this. So this is truthfully, like, we're being honest. This is what we came with.
Yeah.
This is what we packed. And I feel like everyone's going to be traveling soon. So maybe we'll have some advice to offer you.
Okay, perf. All right. Let's dive in. And then we'll to close out this episode, we're going to share one of the voicemails that we got sent. We got some more voicemails. And Thank you all so much for calling into the hotline. And we got so many more after we had already recorded Tuesday's episode. So that's why there was only one that we played. But now we are starting to accrue them. So I feel like we should try to play one like every Tuesday episode and then save a bunch for mailbag episodes. Yeah. That would be fun. Okay, Sarah, what's your first product?
Okay, I know that Sunday Riley makes an amazing new sunscreen, but I brought Babbo Botanical's new sheer mineral sunscreen. This is like one of their best sellers, but previously they only had it in SPF 30. Apparently everyone kept asking for an SPF 50, which we were like talking about last episode about vacation and how everyone's like, I want an SPF 50. So they made an SPF 50. It's made for people who have extra sensitive skin.
Okay.
Not just sensitive skin, extra sensitive skin. And it is a really great sunscreen. It's actually a very sheer mineral sunscreen. I mean, obviously it's still mineral, so there is a bit of a white cast, but once you blend it in, it's actually really sheer. And I was on a desk side with the team and they were telling me that they developed this technology. So the reason why they said that like most mineral sunscreens leave a white cast, they don't blend very well, is because they take the shape of crystals. So like the sunscreen, if you like look at it under a microscope, the sunscreen particles are like crystals. So imagine like rubbing in a crystal of sugar into your skin. It's going to break. And if it does leave a white cast, it's just going to take extra long to like blend in.
Okay.
But they figured out how to make the crystal into a spherical shape so that it blends better into your skin. And that's because I think they got the guy from L'Oreal's sunscreen, head of sunscreen, to help develop this. So that's why it's actually very sheer. Try it. Because don't you find that most mineral sunscreens, they just do not blend in well enough?
Yes. Sorry, guys. I'm literally holding a microphone like I'm Britney Spears. So I'm going to put this in my armpit, hold right here, and I'm going to rub it in. Okay, it takes a minute. It takes a minute to like rub in. But whoa, it does disappear. It disappears. Wow.
Which is really impressive.
I am super impressed with this. And it's not super oily either. Like super, like it gives you a nice dew, but it's not out of control.
Right. It's water resistant too. 80 minutes. Non-greasy and lightweight and fragrance free.
So one thing that we're going to talk about in an upcoming sunscreen episode is like how much sunscreen you have to be applying. Because like right now that's a huge topic of conversation. How much sunscreen do you need to apply initially to get the full protection? And then also like reapplication. I was always taught that if you put on sunscreen in the morning, unless you're like sweating or going into the ocean or a pool where it could disrupt, you don't really need to reapply. But a lot of cosmetic chemists that I've been following have said that there are studies that show that the product, it doesn't like become less effective. It's just that the product like moves, starts to move on the face, I guess. And then that's why your skin can become compromised. Even if you're not out in the sun, even if you are at a desk, like inside.
I mean, that's just like wearing makeup, right? At the end of the day, obviously your makeup is all moved around.
Yeah. And I guess for me though, I just want people to wear sunscreen. So I think oftentimes when you're trying to figure out sunscreen, it's already hard enough trying to find a sunscreen that works really well for you. On top of that, you're being told you have to reapply it. And then for some people, like I can't remember the exact measurement. Charlotte Palermino posts about it all the time. So does like Lab Muffin and stuff. But it's like an offensive amount of sunscreen. It's probably like 2 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. Like I've been wearing sunscreen literally since I was 12.
Yeah.
That was like the first beauty tip I ever learned. I just do not wear that much sunscreen and maybe my skin is worse for it, but I also have like done those UV photos that like show where your sun damage is. And like, even as a person that like was in tanning beds, my skin does not have sun damage as compared to like my eyelids or like my neck and chest because of how much sunscreen I've consistently worn. And obviously any amount of sunscreen is a good amount to wear, just wear the sunscreen that you want to wear. But we're going to get into how much sunscreen should you actually be applying. I say all this though, because that sunscreen, you would need like a lot of it. And at first when you're rubbing it in, you're like, why would I ever put this on? This is so chalky. So maybe my tip is this. This one actually does disappear. Like, I'm truly shook at like how this has completely disappeared.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously I'm not melanated.
Right.
Like, I'm a white person, but at the same time, I don't want to look paler than I already am. You know, I don't want a white cast. That's why sunscreen's so hard, because it's like no white cast. And then you put it on, you're like, we're not blind. Like, we can see.
Actually, I think it's great that there's been so much conversation about like reapplying sunscreen throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like looking at our analytics on Refinery.
Yeah.
And so many people are searching for setting sprays with SPF.
Yes. So setting sprays with SPF are really interesting.
Do you remember they had like a really big moment a couple years ago? I feel like every brand was coming out with a setting spray or like a spray form of sunscreen. Kate Somerville had one. Supergoop had one. Remember Kate Somerville spray? And then it was like silent, because I don't think people were applying it properly. They would spray it, then they wouldn't pat it in. Mm. And so it's not like it's evenly dispersed across your skin.
Totally. It's like when you use a spray sunscreen on your body, you can't just spray it like a perfume. You literally have to hose yourself down with it and then rub it in. Okay, so this is really interesting. So I searched on Google Trends spray sunscreen. Oh, this is interesting. Can you take spray sunscreen up on a plane? Breakout search. Sunscreen or bug spray first? Wow. People are getting savvy. Someone looked up Blue Lizard sunscreen spray, mineral spray sunscreen. Spray sunscreen for face is up 70% in search. Wow. 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 Do you want to guess what the top sunscreen related topics are, like brand wise?
Neutrogena?
No.
Sunbum?
Mm-mm. So the rising spray sunscreen topics as of right now, number one is Ulta Beauty. Number two is Alba Botanica. Number three is Bioderma. I wonder if they make a sunscreen. I don't, whatever. I'm not going to Google it right now. SPF 70 as a topic, and Aveeno. Interessante. But since January of this year, this topic of spray sunscreen for face has continued to rise in search, like hitting an all-time high literally last week.
Which makes sense because it's, you know, summer is approaching, but I also think it has a lot to do with the fact that people are talking about it.
People are totally talking about reapplication. And I think the best tip that I've seen about reapplication, obviously there's like the powder blocks that you can put on. There are so many different versions of that, but I see a lot of experts taking a very dense sponge, not one that absorbs product. So like, you know, those Juno sponges, the ones that are velvety.
Yeah.
They're like harder.
Yeah. And like not wet.
Yeah. And they don't absorb the product. So you basically take one of those and you dip it in your sunscreen and then you can pat it on your face, which I don't think I've personally mastered, not disrupting my makeup with that, but it's still a good tip. This is a good product.
I know.
I'm super impressed.
I know.
What's the name again?
Babo Botanicals.
Babo Botanicals.
Sheer mineral sunscreen for extra sensitive skin. They make a tinted face mineral sunscreen stick as well, which I have not tried, but I'll get back to you.
Wow. Wow. That's so great. Okay. So Makeup by Mario. I have talked about how I think his makeup line is truly just incredible. If you are at a Sephora and you need just a makeup product that you can trust and you want to find something that you will continue to use for maybe the rest of your life, go to the Makeup by Mario gondola, because he has everything basics that you need to make a full face that looks incredible. He just launched the Mario Soft Sculpt Shaping Sticks and the Soft Pop Blush Sticks, along with some powder bronzers and powder blushes, powder highlighters. I think the standouts are definitely these sticks.
Me as well.
So Sarah also has them. Yep. So the Soft Sculpt Shaping Stick, I am obsessed with Chanel's Le Beige's bronzer. I went and bought it. I just, it's incredible. And I've been using that to sculpt my face. It's warm, but it's not orange. And it's also matte, but like still gives your skin a glow because it's a cream. So I've been applying that with a brush, but I didn't want to bring my Chanel on the plane. And so...
And a brush.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a whole thing. But then I had been... I did this Britney Spears makeup look that I'm going to post soon. And so I used the Soft Sculpt Shaping Stick. I used light medium, which honestly I think is pretty dark.
That's what I'm using.
Ooh.
Light medium.
Really?
It was the one that I grabbed.
And these sticks are beautiful. They are very pigmented. They're super creamy. And I noticed this. If you use a sponge to blend them out, they kind of disappear. The color and pigment almost just disappears on the face. He made them double-sided. So on the one side, you have the cream sculpt. And then on the other side, you have this very dense brush. And you lightly pat it into the skin to almost set it. And it works perfectly. So don't try to use a sponge to blend this out unless you go crazy. Unless you just go insane with adding too much. Like, yes, blend it out with a sponge. But the brush on the opposite end of this sculpting stick is incredible. I have been using both Earthy Pink and Soft Petal. What shade do you have?
Earthy Pink.
Yeah, Earthy Pink's beautiful. It's more of like a mauve rose.
Yeah, I was going to say like a dusty rose.
Yep. And then Soft Petal is more of like a brighter pink shade. There's 5 different shades, I believe, of the sculpt stick and the cream blush in the stick form, obviously. So it doesn't matter really like what color your complexion is. There's going to be something that works for you. But I've always just been more than impressed with Mario's launches.
Perfect for travel as well.
Perfect for travel.
I did not attend the desk side. Are the powders meant to be layered over?
Yes.
Okay.
You can layer the powders over. So he was saying that you could like sculpt your face with the shaping stick and then put the bronzer on top to kind of set that in place. Yeah. If you're looking for something good for summer, I'm a big fan of cream products. They're just my fave. They're both $28, the blush and the shaping stick.
I feel like I brought my go-tos, my Peach and Lily, my Glass Skin Serum. I did bring a Chanel moisturizer, which is very fancy of me. The Hydra Beauty Camellia Water Cream. Have you tried this?
No. I sent that to like everyone I knew for Christmas.
Really?
Yes. I spent an offensive amount of money on Chanel.com.
Why did you choose it?
Because I saw water cream and I was like, oh, I feel like everyone can enjoy a water cream.
It has like a very strong fragrance as most Chanel skincare products do, which is not my favorite, but I personally really like this moisturizer.
So this feels more like a lotion to me.
Mm-hmm. It's very light.
Yeah, it's super light.
And because it's hot as F here in Texas.
Yep.
I like the way it feels. I like how it looks when I'm wearing makeup because I am wearing makeup on this trip. So I brought that. What moisturizer did you bring?
Sunday Riley Tidal.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that that was going to be in our room, which it is, isn't it? They gave it to us. You have these lovely minis and I didn't have any.
So I got sent one of their sets for the holidays.
I did not get sent that.
Sorry about it. But I had it just sitting on my shelf. And I was like, oh, I'm going to open
this. Perfect timing.
And it was literally all travel sizes of like her bestseller. So like ceramic slip cleanser, pink drink essence, which I'm obsessed with. I just finished my bottle, like my big bottle. Sunday Riley Tidal, which if y'all are looking for like a water cream that will legit brighten your skin and just make it look so even, so dewy, it's not super greasy, like some watery type creams.
If you have dry skin and some water creams, you feel like you put it on and you're like, wait, did I even put anything on?
Totally. So I'm a big fan of that. And then they I think also included like some other little mini type products, which is adorable. So I brought that, but I also brought a mini creme de la mer for my night cream because let's be real. I've been a really big fan of I opened a new creme, but I also have the, what is it called? The renewal oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaking love that stuff. It's incred. Okay, but I really want to highlight this one product. I'm pretty sure this is old and that I should have thrown this out a long time ago. But nevertheless, we forge ahead with this product. It's so cute that I can't bear to throw it away. Tom Ford. So they have this. They have these little tiny lip balms. They're literally so effing tiny. And I brought the Winter Soleil lip balm.
They're old?
Yeah, they're old. I think I brought Paradiso. I don't have it on me right now. But I freaking love these things. They're so little. we were talking about like the lived-in lip. Like this is a lived-in lip. It gives you like a little tint, punch of color. It's super hydrating. It hugs the lip. But they're so tiny, so little. So if you're traveling, look into it. Although the only one I could find was from Selfridges and it's $40. So I don't know if this is a product that was like limited edition. It might have been limited edition because it's the Soleil collection. Yeah, clutch size Soleil lip balm. Actually, I see it on Tom Ford right now. And oh, final sale, fam.
Oh shit, so it is limited edition.
So you better get it. I'm going to have to order these immediately. Oh, it says this item is currently unavailable. Y'all, I effed up. It says final sale, but it's gone. It's gone forever. So sadly, you cannot have. We don't talk about Tom Ford that much on this podcast, right? We should, though. I feel like they make incredible. I mean, I feel like I know they make incredible products. The point being, love Tom Ford. Maybe take a look to see if anything still exists.
Speaking of expired products, I brought you guys the Too Faced Sweet Peach Palette, which came out in, wait for it, 2016.
Oh, my God.
So I've had this since then. I am admitting that I need to throw this away, even though it's like my favorite eyeshadow palette.
Can you please just get in contact with Too Faced? I guarantee you that they will send you a new one.
It is my absolute favorite eyeshadow palette. I love all the colors. It's like bronzy. It's got browns, like peachy colors, obviously. On Sephora, this eyeshadow palette has 207,000 hearts, loves, and over almost 3,000 five-star reviews.
I mean, that is honestly my favorite palette of theirs.
This one must be their best-selling.
What do you like about this palette?
For me, it's like hard for me to find a palette where, I mean, I obviously don't use all the colors, but like I use most of them. And I think that they are flattering on all skin tones and also work well together. You know, like I don't have to be a makeup artist to know that I can blend just peachy and Bellini together and know that it'll look cute, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Like it's like really easy. So that'll be the last time because I feel ashamed for admitting that this came out in 2016 and I still bring it with me.
5 years later.
Older than my child.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to share one last product because honestly, a lot of the products that I have with me are products that like y'all have heard us talk about 1,000 times. I have talked about this product 1,000 times, so apologies to these listeners, but Rapid Response Detox Cleanser from Rene Rouleau, an Austinite herself. I bring this product with me anytime I know I'm going to a place with heat because I fear that my skin is going to get these little raised bumps, like freaking out from weather changes. And I always have her Rapid Response Detox line with me when I travel. She makes a travel size of it. Her big sale's coming up in August. So if you're looking to buy a product but want to wait for a discount, do it then. But I know that using the detox cleanser isn't going to strip my skin, isn't going to make it more irritated. It's just going to calm it. And then I can pat my skin dry and put on my creme and call it a day.
Speaking of Rene Rouleau cleansers, I did not bring it with me because Matt is like obsessed with the Mint Renewal Cleanser.
Yes.
He almost bought it. I was like, I'll call it in. Don't worry. Because we ran out because both of us were using it. And he was like, if you don't get it in the next week, I am going to buy it because my skin like is freaking out without it. And I was like, calm down.
That is so funny. I love that he's like a Rene Rouleau stan. Yeah. Patrick's the same way with Kiehl's. All right. I know that that was probably not the most interesting.
I found it interesting.
Did
you? We're being completely honest with the products that we brought with us.
I know, but also like mine are like discontinued.
And mine are expired.
So I hope that was worth your
time.
That
sunscreen recommendation, the makeup by Mario.
The sunscreen recommendation made it all worth it. The sunscreen recommendation, I'm like about to call that in.
Also, if you guys are looking for cute makeup travel bags, Kirby and I were talking about how we love our Kuyana makeup bag sets that people have graciously given us over the years. You can get them monogrammed with your initials. They're so chic, and they come with a big one and a small one.
Have you tried Cushy?
Yes.
So this is a bag that got sent to me, and I brought it, and I'm really impressed with it. This bag, it has so many different compartments. So like there's
your brushes.
Yeah, there, and then there's like a little insert you can put inside that has like a clear little zip area. I kept like my eyeliners, mascara, like anything that's long and like rolly, I put in there. And then I have my makeup brushes, and then I have in one compartment complexion, the other compartment powder stuff, and then like a few other makeup. I mean, this thing is incredible. So if you're looking for a good makeup bag, it's Kussi, Cushy.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly am so impressed with this bag. We want to listen to our lovely listener.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Kirby and Sarah. My name is Alex, and I'm Los Angeles' biggest Gen Z fan. My dream is to meet you guys one day. I'm a self-proclaimed beauty enthusiast, and my question for you is, what is your biggest piece of advice, either life or beauty, for a teen in 2021? Thank you so much.
So friggin' sweet. My dream is to meet you. My advice to you as a teen in 2021 is to make sure you are following the right experts on TikTok when it comes to beauty. You are consuming accurate information.
Make sure that you like go to the person's profile and be like, okay, licensed esthetician, great. Some rando who decided to tell people that you don't have to reapply sunscreen.
Or that you can contour your face.
With sunscreen. Or just any other of the bullshit on TikTok. Please, please, please.
And then also wear sunscreen. That's my other piece of advice.
Biggest piece of teen advice for 2021. So, okay, I'm thinking you probably, as a teen in the pandemic, maybe felt like, depending on where you live, your social life struggled, or that maybe you were set back because of your goals and you feel like you weren't able to maybe attain those or get near them in the past year. Just know that you're young and you have time. So don't worry so much if that's something that you're concerned about. I think that's my piece of advice.
Also because literally everyone was also going through the same thing.
Yeah, we all took a pause year.
It was a nice little gap year for all of us.
And we absolutely love our Gen Z listeners.
Yes.
I'm always so happy when I hear that the Zoomers listen.
Thank you for calling, Alex.
All right, y'all. That was our episode for Tuesday. We have a really awesome guest on Friday that we can't wait for you to listen to. We also have some amazing guests coming up that we think you're going to be super psyched about. We took your suggestions to heart via the emails, the DMs, and the Facebook group. Just a reminder, if you haven't joined our Facebook group, there's so many cool and fun opportunities for being a Glamgelino in that group. So make sure you join it. If you want some free product from time to time, want to ask other people some good beauty questions, and you'll hear from us.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.